This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Presley Carlin, respondent versus UATP Springfield, LLC DBA Urban Air Springfield appellant, decided March 4th, 2025 by the Supreme Court of Missouri, Presley Carlin. Opinion issued March 4th, 2025, respondent v. No. SC 1512, UATP Springfield, LLC, DBA, Urban Air Springfield, Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Greene County. The Honorable Michael J. Cordonnier, Judge UATP Springfield, DBA, Urban Air Springfield, appeals the Circuit Court's overruling of Urban Air's motion to compel arbitration in a negligence action brought by Presley Carlin. This court has jurisdiction under Article 5. Section 10 of the Missouri Constitution. Urban Air offers an arbitration agreement signed on Carlin's behalf that purports to cover Carlin's claims. Carlin claims, A, the person who signed the arbitration agreement, i.e., his mother, had no authority to do so, and B, even if she had such authority, the agreement applied only to claims arising on the day it was signed and does not bind Carlin with respect to injuries he suffered 4 months later. Neither the Circuit Court nor this court is authorized to resolve these claims, however, because the two arbitration agreement, which, on its face, purports to bind him with respect to his personal injury claim, contains a delegation clause in which he agrees to arbitrate threshold matters relating to the scope, arbitrability, or validity of the arbitration agreement. Carlin asserts no specific challenge to the enforcement of this delegation clause. Instead, he merely challenges the validity and scope of the arbitration agreement as a whole. As a result, the delegation clause is presumed to be valid and enforceable, and Carlin must present his claims concerning the scope and validity of the arbitration agreement to the arbitrator. Accordingly, the Circuit Court's order is vacated and the matter is remanded for the Circuit Court to sustain Urban Air's motion to compel arbitration. Background. On March 28, 2021, 17-year-old Carlin was injured during a visit to Urban Air, an interactive trampoline and adventure park located in Springfield, Missouri. He claims his injuries were caused by Urban Air's negligence in that the cushions placed to protect him in the event of a fall were inadequate for that purpose, and Urban Air knew or should have known of this dangerous condition. After turning 18, Carlin brought suit against Urban Air, which responded by filing an application to compel arbitration, or, in the alternative, a motion to dismiss, based on an arbitration agreement contained in the release and indemnification agreements, release or releases, signed by adults on Carlin's behalf. Before a participant is allowed to go into Urban Air, a release must be signed by or on behalf of that participant. Carlin made several trips to Urban Air prior to and on three the date of his injury. At each visit, one or more releases were signed on his behalf. Those releases are identical in substance and state, in pertinent part. This release and indemnification agreement is entered into by the adult participant, and if any minors is all are named below, the adult participant on behalf of and as parent or legal guardian for such child participants identified below in favor of UATP Springfield LLC, Urban Air, collectively and severally, adult participant and child participant, their heirs, successors, and assigns, are hereinafter referred to as the participant. In consideration of Urban Air permitting participant to enter the premises and participate in the activities, including the activities that may occur in, about, or near 2825 S. Glenstone Avenue, Springfield, MO 65804, or any other premises owned or operated by Urban Air wherever located, premises, participant agrees as follows. 6. Dispute resolution, A, arbitration. Any dispute or claim arising out of or relating to this agreement, breach thereof, the premises, activities, property damages, real or personal injury, including death, or the scope, arbitrability, or validity of this arbitration agreement. Dispute shall be brought by the parties in their individual capacity and not as a plaintiff or class member in any purported class or representative capacity and settled by binding arbitration before a single arbitrator administered by the American Arbitration Association, AAA, per its commercial industry arbitration rules in effect. At the time the demand for arbitration is filed, judgment on the arbitration award may be entered in any federal or state court having jurisdiction thereof. The arbitrator shall have no authority to award punitive or exemplary damages. If the dispute cannot be heard by the AAA for any reason, the dispute shall be heard by an arbitrator moo.